is never the easiest Sunday to read scripture in for all kinds of reasons, not least of which, how do you pronounce Aramaic, L-O-E or Eloi, whatever it might be. But more than that, there's the reality of what is happening in both the Palm and the Passion parts of this Sunday. And as I've said probably every year, it might be a problem for some that we need to combine these two and we can't zero in on Palm Sunday, but the reality of the life in which we live is that Good Friday services aren't always available to everyone. And rather than somehow skipping from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday and sort of pretending Holy Week doesn't even appear, the compilers of the Revised Common Lectionary thought it wise to combine the two services, and so we do every year. Knowing that it's not perhaps the best way to go about it or the easiest thing to do, we look at it and we ponder what it means to hold both of these things, and that's where the sermon title comes from. We hold them both. It's difficult to make it into adulthood at all, let alone middle age and wherever some of us are after that, perhaps, without experiencing significant loss. And the thing that comes with significant loss, other than the pain and grief, is always the reminder of what happened before. And what happened before wasn't pain and grief, or we wouldn't be feeling it now. At a funeral, we reflect on the life of the person who has died, reminding ourselves of all the things that they did and we did together that made us love them. A funeral, in a very real sense, is an encapsulation of what we're doing today. Of looking at both of these things, at the reality of a life well lived, looking at the reality of Palm Sunday when Jesus came into Jerusalem and was lauded by people as perhaps even the long-awaited for Messiah, followed by, in a very few short days, by his death. At a funeral, we grieve because of the good times that went before. That's what makes a funeral such a tricky thing. That's what makes me, when I'm preaching at a funeral or when I'm talking to people who have gone through a significant loss, remind them that you are going to be this bundle of contradictions, that there will be times when you find yourself laughing and crying at the same time, because that's how we are. And this Sunday reminds us of that. And it brings together the two realities of Jesus, of the Christ whom we follow. That mystery of being fully human and fully divine also encapsulates this unique experience, this once in all of creation experience of someone who brought both of those things together. And it's true, we'll never fully understand how that works, and that's okay. But we take it seriously and we look at it and say the human nature, the human part of Jesus, is what was crucified and died. And we don't know exactly what happened in those 3 days. The Apostles' Creed says that he descended to hell. There's a long tradition of Jesus going to hell and spoiling hell, as they call it, taking people out, releasing the prisoners who don't belong there. Theologically, that's a little tricky, but it's one of those things. It gives us some idea that, you know, maybe that's what Jesus was doing. But what we need to remember is that the reality of Jesus' death is a foundational part of what we believe. Because what we read in Paul and in other places, Jesus is the first demonstration of the resurrection as we now understand it. That Jesus showed that death does not have the final word. And that's good news. That's good news for all of us, because all of us have lost someone that we would like to meet again. A parent, a friend, a sibling, whatever it might be. And as we prepare for Easter, We need to go through this sense of the up and down of what it means to be a human being, of what it means to be alive, because it reminds us also that this same Jesus was a human being just like us. Holy Week is, in a very real sense, about the ultimate end of what it means to be human, that we all die. We don't like it. We'd like to pretend it isn't the case. Most of us live as if we never will. And that's probably a good thing. But we're reminded on this Sunday and as we go into Holy Week that life has a limit, that for human beings, for the created order, it goes for so long. But that's not the ultimate end either. In the same way that Jesus came back from the dead after 3 days, so will we, not after 3 days. It's been much more than 3 days for most of the people I miss the most. But there will be a resurrection of us also. And that's what we look forward to on Easter Sunday. But if we skip over the passage in Mark that was read for us and in the other synoptic gospels are very similar, if we skip over that, we're not just saving ourselves an unpleasant reading. We're losing sight of the reality of the resurrection. Because if you go from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, it's like Jesus took a nap. And Jesus did not take a nap. We need to grapple with what it means to be human. That's what we've done through Lent in a very real way also. If you chose to give something up, particularly if you were foolish enough, as I did 1 year, to give up eating after supper, oh, that was hard. It reminds you every day how human you are, how grounded you are, how connected to the created order you are. And this service reminds us that Jesus was the same. Jesus was just like us. Scripture tells us that he was like us in every way, tempted as we were in every way, but in his case, without sin. The Jesus that we serve, the Jesus that we celebrate today, the Jesus that we mourn on Good Friday or on this portion of the service, depending on how we grapple with what we've heard read for us and the things we sing and the things we think about. That is what makes the resurrection the extraordinary event that it is. Because we believe that Jesus died. We don't know how. We actually don't really know why. We have a number of theories of what this meant, and we think we know, but there are people who believe different things than each of us do, probably. And all of that comes together to say that this mystery, the mystery of Jesus' life, and then the mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection, are for us too. When Paul writes at the end of Romans, where he says that death has lost its sting. He's not talking about Jesus there. He's talking about us. The sting of death is no longer the ultimate end for all of us or for each of us or for any of us. Jesus demonstrated that. And it becomes so much more for us when we take the time, painful as it can be, and it can be, painful as it can be to enter fully into this Holy Week, it makes the ultimate end so much more significant. That's why we have funerals, by the way. That's why we have interment services, committals, whatever you want to call them. That's why we do that, is because human beings are gifted in the ability to deny things. And if we're not careful, we'll deny the reality of Jesus, his humanity or his divinity, one or the other. But this week, from this Sunday to next Sunday, keeps us from doing that. that helps us enter fully into what it means to follow Jesus, fully human, fully divine, understanding us perfectly from the standpoint of divinity, but understanding us perfectly from the inside in a way that we can understand. If I see somebody slip and fall on the street, I know exactly what that's like, because I've done the same. And maybe I find it amusing, I hope I don't, but yeah, maybe I do. And if I see the person getting up and looking around to see if anybody saw them, I've done the same thing. I understand that because I've been there. I didn't fall in that exact spot. I might have been wearing different clothes than that person was, but that experience, and that's what it is. That's a trivial example of what Jesus did when Jesus was here. He slipped. He fell. He got annoyed by his siblings, I'm sure. Was teased by uncles, and he wanted them to go away, and they wouldn't. All of those things that we've gone through, whether they're the same in detail or not, that's what Jesus did. And this Sunday, we remember that Jesus came in triumph. But the bottom of that week, the Good Friday of that week, is the same thing that we will also all experience at some point, should the Lord choose not to return before we leave. But we have somebody who went before us and came back. We look into this week, the palms today, the passion throughout the rest of the week, culminating in Good Friday and Holy Saturday. And we look at it from the perspective of hopefulness, even in the midst of it. Even when it feels hopeless, we still have that sense of hopefulness because we are on this side of the story. Unlike those who followed Jesus at that time, we do know what happened. But it means more to us if we take the time to enter into what it was for Jesus and his followers for this week coming up. If you're able to attend a Good Friday service, I strongly encourage you to. You're not a bad person if you can't. But if you can, it may make Easter Sunday even more significant for you as we enter into the full experience of this week that we call holy, no matter what we might think it should be called. Amen.